pretty well hidden with foliage now, so it's probably.
See a lot of deer. Saw a lot of deer tracks down in the little branches where they've been down the water. But I never saw a deer.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been with the forestry?
It's gonna be 9 years.
9 years. Mm-hmm.
September.
That's a job next to the one that I've got. I think it'd be most desirable.
Well, when he first went to work for the forestry division, they had forest fires to fight. I never knew what time of the night he'd be coming in, because lots of times they'd fight the fire on midnight. But the last few years, people have either gotten educated or something, because they haven't been having to fight
anymore. They've just decided what the value of timber is. Mm-hmm. Since timber's been so high, and is so high, I mean. And they just see now at the loss they had of timber, and they were having fire, letting the wood burn over every year.
Mm-hmm. He spends most of his time now, a lot of it in the woods, district forester, cruising timber. And one week he spent over Natchez Trace.
Oh yeah.
See that light,
freeze, ice.
All that ice tore down a lot of timber. I got 7,000 acres it's tore down. Pine. They've got 20,000 acres of pine over there.
Mm-hmm.
And 22,000 hardwood. They've got 42,000 acres in that Natchez Trace.
Now that ice, did you have much ice here during that storm?
Oh, yes.
We had a rush mar here.
Yeah.
It didn't break the trees down like it did, because we don't have pine like they do over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Mississippi is around Holly Springs is really in bad shape. The highways, well, I'm sure you read about it,
yeah,
the highways
yeah.
were closed,
mm-hmm.
the beautiful trees in town. It's a lovely town,
yeah.
And the trees are just laid over every which way.
Uh-huh. I want to tell you what happened a few years ago. We had an ice storm through here, and we couldn't get off of this hill. It was so icy. And he would manage to get to the mailbox and back to get our mail and take letters, and we had... I believe when our telephone lines down, when our power off too, but anyhow, we were kind of stranded, all except the mail. And we had written our daughters in Memphis that we were stranded, you know. And I believe he walked out to Elbridge, it's about a mile and a half out there, to the little store, maybe one day, and got us some milk and bread. But anyhow, we had written to them that we were stranded. And that was long about the time that they were pushing nationwide, sending care packages overseas. Well, one day we got a package in the mail. It had a package of crackers and some cheese and a box of Dominoes and a box of Checkers. I don't know what all it did have. It had, of course, had our name and address on the outside, and we took that wrapper off. On the inside, they had care package.
Well, they were thinking about the poor, isolated natives.
That's right. I started to tell you a while ago about my writing for the Messenger. I noticed a little ad in a magazine one time about take a free writing test to see whether you have the abilities to write. So I sent for it, and they sent me the test. And I took the test, did everything they told me, sent it back. Well, they graded it and sent it back to me, and then I got a telephone call. They said I had made such a high score, they wanted to send a representative and talk to me about taking a writing course.
Fine.
And, well, he came and talked to me, but I couldn't afford the writing courses. Cost too much, so I told him I just couldn't do it. And this famous writer school? I guess you've probably heard
yes,
of that.
Yeah. Well, that's... That really is highly recommended. It's,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it. I didn't feel
didn't
like
have
I
any
could,
idea how much
couldn't afford
was,
it. So.
But it's a very... Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think